Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hi, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
I am doing well. It's like full-on summery here right now. Someone's mowing my lawn. I don't know if you can hear that.
I cannot.
Okay. yeah, it's like 90 degrees outside. It's full-on summer. The solstice is this week. I know that's not when we're airing this, but I'm excited for it. How about you?
Yeah, like it's 80s here. Excuse me. 80s here. It is hot, a little humid. I actually, it's so funny, you have someone cutting your grass right now on my front door. There's a big old truck that's doing tree work for the power lines. So out here in the country, like every now and then they'll have to like cut back the trees so they like overtake the power lines. And they just decided to pop their truck right in my front yard. So I'm like, all right, okay. But other than that, it's been kind of hectic the past couple weeks. I have been in a lot of things and all over. And it's so funny. I always say, oh, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to put all this stuff on my plate. But, you know, I've been like, other than one thing, I've really been leaning into my design. And when I get that sacral, like, hell yes, I'm going to just follow it and do it. And the time that I did not have that response, I regretted the trip. And it's not so much a big regret. There were a lot of like things that were not aligned that happened within the trip. And so it's given me this like, all right, girl, you know exactly what you need to do, how you need to like follow your heart and follow your response on all these things. And if you have that like feeling, like just don't do it. You're not going to miss out. And this was the test to show me you'd rather be at home with your kids than what you were doing. So I'm not going to put what it was, but it's cool. It's fine. But I have been in a lot of like Vata, Pitta energy, a lot of like moving pieces. Like, you know, this week I'm actually going to the Matriarch Rising Festival and I'm going to be one of the healers there, which I am like so excited about. But I kind of feel like I need some grounding, girl. Like, help me out. I know my practices and like what I can do, but I would love to know and maybe like dive into like the root chakra. You know, that's like our base. That's our grounding. That's like our legs and like how we anchor into this earth. So I'd love to chat with you about that today.
Super important. We will get into that for sure. I'll talk about like why this episode has come to be on my end and why I felt inspired to share this particular information today. So same here, like, and I think we've talked about it on the podcast, like I've been in, we'll call it like a funk a little bit. So the first few months of the year were so full, just like you're talking about, like I had more going on than I can probably like remember right now, but I was in like a mastermind that was a beautiful intuition course with Nikki Novo and, you know, running my studio and with my kiddo full time and like, you know, prepared to go on the Sahara Rose podcast. And before that, I was like, I'm going to redo my website and launch an online course. And I don't know, more and more and more. Yeah. Oh, we started this podcast this year too. that's one of the things. But yeah, just so much. And oh yeah, launched a retreat. And then all the regular stuff that goes with the studio, like teacher training. And it was going well, but I just started feeling like kind of tired. And then I had like a back / neck injury a couple months ago that slowed me down. And then felt pretty good for a couple weeks and then got like a respiratory illness that took like 3 weeks to get out of my system. And essentially, I just felt like I was in like a funk where things weren't really moving forward. I obviously needed to slow down and I did, but it started to feel like stagnancy to me more than anything else, and I wasn't really like tending to my vessel in the way that it needs. You know, it's taken me a long time to figure out like what I need to feel good, you know, and feel like functional and energized on a daily basis. And yeah, when my body kind of shuts down, it's really hard to do all of that. So anyway, I was like, okay, I'm feeling a little physically better, but it's time to like get out of this funk, or I'll say like a mild depression. So I like to think of sort of these tools that help bring me to my most aligned space to live in the different chakras. And we can't bypass the root. So root chakra, located at the base of the spine, it governs like the legs and feet as well. It's associated with like our basic survival. Different qualities of it are like our physical health, our connection to nature, our ancestry and family, even like inner child. There are lots of like just are the basics covered, kind of. So there are a few things like before I can even think of, let's say, like career, for instance, I have got to take care of like me and my body first. So yeah, that's kind of the plan I made for myself the week before last. And now I've been sort of doing this root chakra plan the last week, and I'm feeling already like so much better and more myself. Does that all make sense?
That all makes sense. And it's like totally covered. I also wanted to share with you through voice notes, because that's how we love to communicate. Busy moms. And I had this like thought, you know, of all this running around I've been doing, that I just haven't had time to like, and it's not so much that I haven't had time, but it was more of, it was very hard for me to feel into or see the sacred around me. And I also feel like that has something to play with like maintaining my root, you know, really diving into that energy center. So everything that you said, and I think it will show up for, you know, everybody differently when we need to have that maintenance done. And so I wanted to share that just in case it wasn't so much a physical health thing, but just like even you not being able to see the beauty and the blessings and the sacred around you, that is an indicator, I feel, that we need some tending to the root chakra. So I'm excited to get into this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're speaking to for me is like a feeling of disconnection. Mm-hmm. It's almost like body, mind, soul aren't running on the same speed or something like that. And things just feel out of alignment. And yeah, so I think tending to the root chakra first is a good way to sort of plug in and get our heads on straight, so to speak.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, this for me shows up as like a mild depression, just feeling kind of disconnected. Yeah. Unable to like really receive all of the beauty and blessings around me, because in this case, I was so dang tired. I was so dang tired. So like, it's very hard to be fully present in that state of fatigue, I think. And just a disclaimer before we get into these, like these five little steps to get out of a funk, we'll call it the root chakra edition, because I think we'll do some more episodes on how to get out of a funk, you know, tending to the higher chakras as well. But just a disclaimer that this isn't like medical advice or a way like for somebody to get out of deep clinical depression. This is really like for anyone who feels like they're in a funk, and particularly too, this is what works for me. So I recommend trying it out. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, oh well, that's all right. Something else will. But I think it will. I think it's fairly universal. Okay, so there are five things that I've implemented just to get back into alignment and feel good. And the first one, it sounds simple, but it's making a plan and then implementing the plan to move every day. Mm-hmm. And again, sounds simple, but sometimes it's not when life gets really busy or when we're really tired or just things are kind of off. You know, sometimes that's the first to go for people, is like taking care of the body. So that can look different ways for me. Yeah. So right now what it looks like is strength training. I love lifting weights. And I think after feeling like kind of injured and then sick, just wanting, I want to feel strong again. Because when I feel strong, like I feel like I can handle anything. I feel like energized. I just feel more confident too. So I'm strength training every other day and yoga every other day, half hour, with some dancing in there too. Like if there's some extra time after the strength training. And when I say make a plan, I think it's best to like, okay, maybe I can't be like exactly 9 a.m. on the dot every day I'm going to work out. Because things have to be a little bit more fluid with kids. But I know like in the morning, it's going to happen every day. And I spent some time finding like the links that I wanted to use, because I'm doing like lead strength workouts from YouTube, and put them all in a note on my phone so that when I get there on that day, I can just click it and open it and not have to think about like, well, what am I going to do now? The yoga is a little different because I can either lead my own practice or I can find something that I want to do like from that's led. But with the strength training, it's nice to just not think about it and know that like my whole body will be covered through the week. I used to have a personal trainer, which was awesome. Now it's not really like in my budget with kids and stuff, but I loved like not having to think about it so much and just kind of showing up and doing it. But YouTube's like the next best thing.
Oh, YouTube's amazing. You can find almost anything you need on YouTube. You know, I actually like the piece, the planning piece, because when I have this idea, this like plan to like implement something, I don't always have everything at my fingertips. And that is always like the drawback that keeps me away from what I want to do. Like sometimes it'll take me 10, 15 minutes to find something that I want because I'm researching in the moment. And that's 10, 15 minutes I could have been in a workout. And then, you know, Macy or now Miles might wake up and the moment's gone. So I like the fact that you have that plan, not only to have the plan, have the process behind it. This is exactly what I'm going to do. And, you know, you can have some flow in there as well, right? Mm-hmm. But really sticking to that plan and actually having a whole process set up. So that's awesome. But moving your body, so important. Yes.
Yeah. And I don't want to get too deep into it, but I do like to move like according to my cycle too. But this time I kind of like pushed a little harder than I have been through my menstrual cycle, and it actually felt great. And had more energy during the day. But weights and yoga, like they're pretty okay, like every part of the cycle. Whereas like HIIT workouts and running and stuff might not feel as appropriate during different stages. But anyway, I don't want to go too deep into that. But just making a plan is important, and it doesn't have to be that formal. I just know like if I don't have one, am I going to move every day? Like, yes, because I have a 2-year-old and also it's part of my lifestyle, I think. But it's not going to be like as organized, and I don't know, it might not happen some days, or it might just be a few minutes here and there. And this feels like, okay, I've taken this time for me, and it's going to like fill my cup the rest of the day.
I love that. Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that. That's even why I got the Down Dog Yoga app. This isn't a sponsor, but I literally click, I say how many minutes, what part of my body I want to work, and that's what I'm focusing on. And it's like amazing. If I find that I have more time, and 9 times out of 10, once I get in it, I want to do more, but it's just having that thing right there to just like go. Like you get in it, you're like, let's do it, go. Mm-hmm. So moving your body. Yeah. Perfect.
And I'll add some like suggestions too. One is I have some yoga videos on YouTube. So if you look up my name, you can find me. I have a few on there. Also, my yoga studio, True Love Yoga, has an app with like 200 classes on it. But I personally have used Glow for like a decade now, which started as yoga, but now they have other fitness classes and stuff on there too. And I like a lot of the teachers and That's worked well for me. And for weights right now, or strength training workouts, I love MadFit on YouTube.
Ooh,
she
nice.
Does like
okay.
dance workouts and weight workouts and Pilates and all kinds of stuff. And it's pretty easy to be like, okay, I want 20-minute upper body workout or something like that from her. So those are a couple ones I'm liking. I also like, then everything else I'm doing doesn't feel so, I'm not like forcing Gemma to sit in the stroller for a half hour while I walk. Like if we walk, great that day. If we don't, that's okay, because I already got my workout in. Maybe we kayak, maybe we swim, but that's all for like leisure and fun and not for
like,
me. Like
I need to get my movement in.
Yeah, exactly. Which takes a lot of the pressure off and just makes it more fun. And I think she senses that too.
Mommy, you want to walk? No, I'm not staying in the wagon. I'm not staying in the stroller.
Yep. Yeah. Walking used to be like the workout that I could count on. And it's not as easy anymore with an opinionated toddler.
Yes, I feel that. I feel that.
But now, you know, we put Blippi on for a half hour and I get my workout in and she plays and it's all good.
Perfect.
I'll move on to the next one. These are all going to sound so basic, and I know we've talked about the basics before, but man, like they really work. That's why they're basic. Like they're the foundation. Next is nutrition. So This isn't about like, okay, I'm going to like eat 100% clean this week and like lose a bunch of weight, or I don't know. It's nothing like that. It's more just about like, okay, like I just made a smoothie a little while ago. Great. And I made sure to like add in my protein powder and add in like my ashwagandha and cinnamon and maca and stuff. And it's remembering like to take my vitamins. And honestly, like probably most importantly for me, it's no alcohol during this phase. Like I just got off vacation. I don't drink a whole lot, like typically. But like I live in a lake community. There's always something going on. My husband owns a taco restaurant and like makes the best margaritas in town. Like there's just always, it's around a lot.
It's there. Right.
Yeah. And
you
summer,
have easy access.
Yeah. It's easy access. And yeah, we just got off vacation. But for me, it's like, nope, none at all. And I feel a lot better. Even if I was like not drinking every day or just having like one or two drinks a day, like it does affect my mood. It is a depressant. And for someone else, that might be like a bunch of sugar. For somebody else, that might be fast food. Like it's really like, okay, what is not serving at all right now? Mm-hmm. And let's cut that out completely. But I'm still going to like have some yummy ice cream if that comes along, or, you know, French fries at a restaurant or something like that. But I'm kind of cutting out the things that are obviously not serving, you know?
Yeah. No, I really love that. And I know you were like, I know this is the basics, but it's also like just the reminder too, because mm-hmm. I feel like when we get like in like either the funk or a slight depression or just overwhelmed in general, like we tend to forget like the basics, like our mm-hmm. base, like what do we need to strip away and come back to. So the nutrition, I really like that. For me, that looks like intuitively eating, and mm-hmm. sometimes that's not what my husband cooks for dinner. Sometimes that's not even what I fix the kiddos for dinner. I know when I was, and I'm coming out of like the thick of being like a new mom again, because mm-hmm. that whole process is just, I'm going to eat what's in front of me, because that's all I can do right now. Like mm-hmm. that's what it is. And that's what I have been doing. And I haven't had any pushback with Daniel on like some of the things. Right. So now I am intuitively eating what I feel called to. And that might be like a big bowl of fruit for dinner. And I don't think it needs to be tied to the weight loss or anything like that, because this is you coming in tune with like your body and what your body is asking for to help bring you out of whatever this is that you're in. And it's going to uplift you and elevate you and like your mood and all the things. So I really love that reminder. And then when you were talking about alcohol, this is like not a shame, because I will get bold rock from time to time. And a six pack, Daniel and I, and we will have it for like months in our fridge because we like, we'll have two and we'll love it. We love the taste of it. And then we're like, okay, we're cool. And then sometimes we'll drink more. And then sometimes we'll, you know, go out and we'll have a drink or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to alcohol, I had a client that I was talking to. I was massaging him and we were talking about all the things that he had going on with him. And he was having some heart issues. And so he had to monitor himself, you know, his heart. And he said he used to, you know, drink two or three beers at night and all the things. He noticed, because he was cutting things back and cutting things out, that when he did not have those two or three beers or whatever the case may be at night, his sleep was amazing. Mm. And when we talked about it, like, we were like, you know, of course we know alcohol is not the best for you, but like, what is it about it? It's not like you're drunk. It's not like it's this and that, but your body is actively working on all of those things while you're sleeping. So maybe, I guess what I'm trying to say is, even if you want to have that glass or have whatever, maybe have it earlier in the day so that when you come down for resting, like, your body can really rest. It's not still actively working to clear any alcohol or anything out of your system. That also, you know, probably goes to like the time of day you eat. I know for Daniel and I right now, it's a lot later than usual because we like to put the kids up and then we like to have our time together. But, you know, being conscious of that, around the nutrition and maybe what you're doing and the timing of it.
Yeah, for sure. I think nighttime was part of my issue too, because I have this thing where I'm like, okay, finally got Gemma down. Maybe I have some time alone, like whether Arthur's working or he falls asleep, you know, usually when I'm putting her down. And I'm like, okay, it's my little reward. Like, I'm going to pour a glass of wine. I'm going to have myself a snack. I'm going to eat it, watch a show or read my book and go to bed. And yeah, it's really sleep disruptive. I didn't notice because she doesn't sleep much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's horrible. I mean, there's so many benefits of not drinking, I'll put it this way. And sleep is for sure one of them. But it prevents people from ever going into like a deep restorative sleep. So your body never has that like chance to regenerate. And we need that. We need that deep rest. And it's funny, I'll tell you that rest is not on this list. And I was also thinking about how when my book comes out, people can read it. But like, I don't have rest as like one of the chapters in the book. And I talk about like all these other aspects of self and self-care. And I'm like, I wonder if rest has just been a really triggering thing for me. I just like can't even talk about it.
Not talking about this thing that I am not getting. I can't go there right now.
Exactly. Well, and like, it's kind of like in different chakras and stuff too. Like, sleep is part of root, but it's also in the crown and third eye. Yeah, it's like kind of, it helps with everything. Just sleep if you can.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think that for me too, Lauren, like with the, you know, I know we talk about being the mom thing, but it's like that is the thing that I think is what makes everything else feel like a lot. Like, it's all a lot. Having a kid is a lot. Yeah. All the things is a lot, but like that, like not even like, even like the straight sleep, I know I can last on 4 hours for a very long time. Like, give me four straight hours and I'm good. But those times where it's not, I don't get the four, it's like 3.5 or it's two or it's like chopped up. Like, mm-hmm. Everything is like a mess. I feel horrible. Like, I don't even care about like my food choices, right? Things just seem a little bit dimmer. Yeah. I don't feel as intuitive. I don't feel this like calling to like really want to be in my purpose. And, you know, when I thought about that, I was like, okay, I know we talk about 8 hours of sleep and we talk about all the things, but right now at my time, I need to find like what my happy place is, because me feeling like not even wanting to be in my purpose is an issue. And it all revolves around like that sleep.
Yeah.
It really does.
It does, man. Yeah, for me, I have like three stages, I think. The first is like I start really disliking myself and I'm like, start picking on me. Mm. And then like, then I think the second stage, that nobody likes me.
No, and that is so not true, and yeah. You know it.
And third stage is I don't like anybody.
I knew you were going to say that. Everybody's getting on my nerves. Why would they call me at that time? Who do they think they are?
Like, no, they're like, just fish in the sink. It's sending me a message that he doesn't like me, and I don't like him. Yeah, that's so.
Well, but it's so, like, I feel like no one talks about this enough, and mm-hmm. It's like one of those things, like, these are all things that I think our mind and our body are just like, hey girl, like, come on, wake up, let's do something about this, right? So that's so funny.
Yeah, so we can add that in there.
Yeah, let's okay,
yeah,
let's do that.
I'll also say, like, if you're a new mom listening to this, like, all of these things are so hard.
They're so hard.
The basics
yeah.
become so hard to do. And I think that's why I'm like, even I'm able to start refocusing on it, because my kid's a toddler now. And it's still hard, but like, we can make it, like, you know, I couldn't put on Blippi for a half hour when yeah, she was.
They wouldn't sit there. They're like, what is this stuff in my face? And then I need you. Like,
exactly.
No, you're my entertainment.
And I would have laughed at you if you would have said rest. And anyway, but I am, like, trying to do a lot of these things and work too while she's awake. So, like, if I need to nap with her, then I can nap. So we'll add rest in for number yeah. three.
Okay, cool. There we go.
So next is also super simple. Drink water. Lots and mm-hmm. lots of water. Mm-hmm. Are you pissed off or are you thirsty?
Girl, you need a drink or what? Get someone at H2O.
Yeah, and I'll say drinking water and getting in water too, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a couple years ago, like, my pitta was just going off. It was the middle of summer and I was really angry about something. And I was had my therapist on BetterHelp at the time, and I was like shooting off like a big long message to her, like, this is why I'm so mad right now, blah, 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 blah. I'm not someone who, like, expresses a lot of anger outwardly too. So it was like, definitely, I was exceptionally angry to be doing this. And I met my friend at the pool and I jumped in and suddenly I just felt fine.
I was, oh, like, my God.
I was just hot. I was just really hot and thirsty. And so for water, I know a lot of people have different preferences. First of all, like, if you have clean water coming out of your faucet, like, congratulations, you're like a very privileged person in this world. Yeah, I do, and you do. Even in the U.S., there are places that have, like, horrible problems with water and pipes and stuff. But anyway, we also filter our water. And I've been adding minerals and, like, sea salt or Himalayan salt, pardon, to my water for, like, extra hydration. Because, like, through our water processes to clean our water, and then even, like, the extra filtering, it takes a lot of, like, the minerals out that would naturally be in, like, a fresh spring, for instance. So putting those back in, plus the salt, just helps me feel a little bit more hydrated. And it tastes good, too. Like, the minerals, to me, taste really good. So yeah, really simple. Drink your water. I have this giant thing that I drink water out of, and I think it's like 40 ounces or something. And I fill it up a few times a day.
Yeah. I have
you have a big old mason jar.
I drink out of, and it's like, I usually, for me, I'm like, if I can fill this up about four times a day, I'm feeling good. If I can hit six, I'm going to the bathroom a lot more, but like, yeah. I can feel, like, I like physically can see the difference.
Yeah, it feels
especially
so good.
Especially nursing. You and I are still nursing, so
exactly.
It's like, the more the better.
Yeah, and then I like have sparkling water in the fridge, and something I just tried yesterday for the first time, which what I really liked, is called hop water.
Hmm.
And it's like in the NA beer section, but there's like no alcohol in it at all, and it doesn't taste like beer really, but they use hops, and it has like ashwagandha and L-theanine in it, and so it has hops and adaptogens. And I was like drinking it yesterday for Father's Day while everybody else was like drinking their beers, and it was like, it felt like really nice.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. That's really cool.
And it was hydrating. We're just advertising for everybody on this episode right now.
That's fine. It'll come back in some way, shape, or form.
For sure. Yeah, and I love all the different yummy.
So yeah, we do like, we have, you know, I drink my water. It's so funny. Like I talked to my mom and she's like, I don't like the way it tastes. I'm like, Mom, never. I'm not even going to get into it with her. I'm like, okay, Mom. If that's how you feel, great. But Daniel and I have like the little squeeze flavor things that we'll do for dinner when we want something different. And I actually wanted to like touch on what you were talking about with the body of water. So I was at a retreat the weekend before, and we were working and moving through some like really deep emotions and energy and all the things. And someone had mentioned like, oh, hey, it would be cool to go to a pool. And like immediately I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Well, they sent it in the group and it was called like Barton Springs or whatever. We were in Austin, Texas. And it's a natural pool. And I mean, the water was cold as fuck, but immediately when I got in it, I felt so good. Hmm. Like there's just like this instant calming, like quality to the water. And then just being in it, like being present in it for the moment and like really like connecting to the healing aspects of the water. There is something about that. So if you can't get to a pool, get to a lake, get to, you know, something, especially at this time of year, because there is something about the water, drinking it and having it hold you. So
yeah, I feel really lucky to have our lake right in our backyard. And Gemma and I have been swimming a lot, and it's been really nice. Last year, she would scream every time I tried. So this year, we already have a much better track record, and we're really getting to like enjoy the time swimming. So that's been really awesome.
I love that.
So water, super important. The next one is, cleaning the house or like chores. When I'm in a funk, a lot of times, whether it's because I'm busy or because I feel like crap, the housework just kind of falls by the wayside. Not completely, because you got to like keep going. But, you know, the toys get scattered everywhere. The laundry piles up.
Yeah, you just have like 5 or 6 baskets chilling in your room that you're going to get
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
You're not just calling me out or anything, Lauren.
I'm calling myself out because I still have suitcases from vacation in our guest room that I haven't unpacked yet. So, even just picking like one little thing to clean, or even like setting a timer for 10 minutes and I'm going to like speed clean for that amount of time. It makes such a difference. You see like, hold on. Quit yelling at me. You see the clear before and after. It's just like very satisfying. Like we had all these Amazon boxes and just boxes in our house. And I got like so fed up. And I'm like, we are just going to like take 10 minutes right now, all of us, and like break these down and throw them in the recycling. And it really did make such a huge difference. So,
yeah. And it's like a physical way of seeing you move your energy too in
Absolutely.
Your home.
And it gets your body moving.
It gets your body moving too. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. I know that's like so true for me when I just feel, you know, we'll go back to being like a new mom. When I, you know, could move around and do all the things, and I felt like, I think sometimes as a new mom too, you feel like you got this thing going, and then all of a sudden your baby's like, screw
yep.
you. Like, that's not what we're doing.
I'm going to change everything.
You think you had it. But I would tell Dan, oh my gosh, I love him so much because the house can be like a wreck. And he will say, you know, did you take care of yourself today? What did you get to do today? He would never fuss or complain or any, like, just even make any snide comments. But I got to a point where I was just feeling like some type of way. And I was like, okay, if I can just have my living room clean, like, that's with Macy coming through and all the things and just being everywhere and the bottles here and the diapers there. And like, if I can just have this space good, I can breathe better. I will feel better. And every day, that is what I would do. It would be my happy place. This is like the main heart of the house. Not the kitchen, because I don't cook that well. And that's what we would do. That's what I would do. It would take me 15 minutes to get everything together, you know, and I just felt immediately lighter, immediately lifted. So that is so true, Lauren, like having that practice, just even 10 or 15 minutes to clean up and move that stagnant energy and in your spaces.
Yeah, it can be hard to like sit in a dirty room. I remember that from postpartum too, of just like not being able to take care of that in the way that I wanted and having to like really surrender to that. And now too, toddler life, like she just
I could talk about a playroom. I gave up on that thing.
Oh, I wish
she's not gonna break her neck. Well, we did it. It's kind of cool. We have a little space in our living room that's like behind the couch. Mm-hmm. And it's like for the two of them, they like go back there and they play together. But I'm just like, there's no small things. All the stuffies are out. That's fine. Go for it. Have a blast.
Yeah. Ours are, we have like play stations all over the house. So it's a lot. Okay. Just going to bitch like for a second.
Let's go.
Are you ever like picking up the house, which I spend a lot of time doing, and sometimes I'm like, wow, none of this is mine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, one of the 20 things was mine to put away.
Oh, absolutely. And it makes you angry sometimes, yes. I think. Like, so that's why. To quell my anger, I'm like, the playroom, I'll get to it once a week. And you know what? I'm going to get my 4-year-old to help me because we're teaching her responsibility. Mm-hmm. You want to pull it out and play, girl? Let's, you can do that, but we need to clean this up. So I do. And I decided to let that go because I had friends that were like, oh, just wait every day, multiple times a day, you'll be cleaning up the playroom. And I was like, what? And sure enough, you do. But I decided, no, I'm not doing that anymore. I have to clean up all the other things. This is the one thing that I'm just going to let go. And she'll be fine. She'll find exactly what she needs to find. So, yeah. Feel it. I feel that.
Yeah. So cleaning, that might be like changing the cat box and sweeping the floor. Like there's just picking one thing. Suddenly you feel like you have some control over your life. And that you've adulted, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, I feel that so much.
So last one, and we talk about this all the time, but time in nature. So that is so invigorating. And I have to say, like, the right nature, too. Like, for me to sit outside on, like, a super windy day, that's not going to, like, calm my soul. Like my hair whipping in my face. We had a couple days on the beach like that where there's just like I'm covered in sunscreen, first of all, because I'm super pale. My hair is like whipping into my eyes and there's sand blowing onto my sunscreen skin. I'm like,
this is not the look.
But time outside, so in whatever way, like, soothes your soul for me. Walks, being around trees, being in the water, like we were talking about. Those are all beautiful things. Like, we have blue herons on our lake. And
beautiful.
Yeah, just watching them is, like, so peaceful to me. We have – I have to tell you this. So we both have the clear, like, bird feeders against our windows. And so ours is on our sliding glass door, which is on our second floor. And the other night, Arthur was coming home and he thought I was up and it was like really late. And he was like hearing this banging and these noises. And he's like, "Lauren, Lauren, what are you doing?" Well, I was asleep. There was like a raccoon that had like climbed onto our deck and he's trying to get into this bird feeder that's like a small clear plastic thing that's suction cupped to our door. He's like trying to jump up and get it. I don't know if he's trying to get into it or like what. But he tore like the tray part off and now I haven't fixed it yet. And there's like nuts and seeds all over the deck. But now we've seen like, it's really fun. Like so many birds come down and get the seeds on the deck and like squirrels. And it's been really cool to like just see all the different birds and stuff. But anyway, sorry, digression.
No, I like that. And when you talk about like in nature, and I'm so glad you brought up that point because I think it's like so easy to say, you know, spend time in nature. But like seriously and truly, like finding your like happy place. And so I'm going to shout out real quick. My girl, Belle, she's like into human design now, but she was doing a lot of like astrology and nature and different things. And that's what I love about people like stepping into what lights them up because they can help so many people on the way. And she did a reading for me. But it was really like about like my astrology, but also like ways in which like I connect with nature and like my sign. Like it was just more than an astrology reading, more than just like my sign, my sun sign and all that. And she was talking about, you know, how, and if you're into astrology, like you probably already know this, I just kind of dipped my toe, but she's like, you're like really mutable. Like you really need to connect with the mutable aspects of these signs and especially like the water. And so she's like, not so much lakes and oceans and things, Rashida, but more so like the dew in the morning or like the mist from the rain and all these different things or the rain and everything like that. And I was like, you know what? That's really cool to know and have that reflected back to me because when I do spend time in nature, like misting and raining and drizzling, all that stuff does not bother me now. I'm not going to stand in a downpour or anything like that. I do have my hair to worry about, but I enjoy like the moving of the water and being present and like that really early time. I haven't seen it in a while and I will get back to it, but that really like super, super early part of the morning where the ground is still wet and it's just like so calming. Whereas if I go out like later on in the morning or like in the middle of the day and I go out and into the woods or whatever like that, it doesn't give me that like same feeling. And I do feel like we can tap into like nature or our connection with nature and ourselves, right? In a deeper way by like really feeling into what parts of the day or what aspects of nature really call to us. So, yeah, I wanted to share that too. And I think that's like spot on about nature, finding your happy place, not just like the physical location, but like the time in nature.
Yeah, for me, I have several like places that are happy. And also like it took me a while to figure it out when I lived in the city because I could, you know, go to a park when it's nice outside or something like that. But there are many months of the year where it's cold and, you know, where I'm not seeing it like what I do now, which is like birds and animals and trees and water and stuff. But I basically started walking everywhere at a certain point. And Kansas City is, it's fairly walkable, but not a lot of people actually walk the city. Oh. So it was something actually a shaman told me in Guatemala. He's like, you need to start walking. So I was like, okay. Whatever, I put it in the back of my mind. And then later on, it's something I did start doing. Like I'd walk to my studio every day and walk to the gym and walk to go get groceries. Like I started being a pedestrian basically and spending a lot of time outside and bundling up or whatever I needed to do. And it really like changed my life. First of all, the movement from the walking, like it's very soothing to me. I walked probably like at least 3 or 4 miles a day when I was pregnant with Gemma, which was great too, because pandemic, it was a way to get outside. But yeah, it was that time in the fresh air and it really changed things for me. Helped me be more of an outdoor kid.
I love that so much. I, you know, it's one of those things. even though this is like a basic, like a, yeah, get in nature, it's one of those things. Like, what is that special thing to you? And like, it's your job to like find out, you know, mm-hmm. try the different things. I enjoy walking as well. I actually remembered when I lived in Richmond in the city, I had a car, but I would rather take the bus so I could walk to the bus and I could have some time, like downtime before I went to work, and walk from the stop to the job. And I really enjoy that aspect. Even when I like travel, I don't mind walking. Now, don't, we're not speed walking. Like, I'm 5 and some change. I don't move too fast. So, but just the act of like getting out and then like being able to like see and really like, see everything around you. I think you have some time to do that as well. Whereas when you're driving, you know, you have to concentrate on the road. And yes, you can see things and I still enjoy the drive, but walking, it just, it's like a different texture.
It is. That's something I noticed too when I've walked the city a lot, was like there was so much that I noticed that I did not notice when I was driving everywhere. Like art, architecture, trees, different plants, flowers blooming. Like, yeah, so much that I just kind of didn't see. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it. And I totally fell in love with it. And yeah, I miss my walking practice right now because Jem is just not as into it. But being able to connect in other ways is so great. And being able really to just step outside whenever right now, even just to look outside whenever right now is pretty awesome. And something I don't want to take for granted. So yeah, those are 6 things. My plan was 5, but we included rest. So just to reiterate, so 6 different ways to connect with the root chakra, basically to get out of a funk. One is to make a plan to move every day or most days. Next is fine-tune nutrition, rest, drink water, clean the house or part of the house, and get outside, connect with nature. I love, like, I'll add to back from Raquel Cohen's episode, which was great. One of our first episodes talking about connecting with plants. She's like, for some people that might even mean like connecting with your house plants inside if you don't have that access. So maybe it's one little succulent that you have that you tend to.
I want to shout her crystals out too, Lauren. I'm so glad you brought her up. Definitely go back and listen to that episode. And also too, she was a great resource during, on the East Coast, we had the wildfires from Canada come through with the smoke and everything like that. And she was able to like give all these remedies to like help with the air quality. So if you haven't been following her, make sure you follow her and like actually go back to that episode too. That's amazing. But I did like when she said, if we're connecting, it could just be like the house plant or anything that we have right here around us.
Oh, that's really awesome. Yeah, she's Infinite Succulent on Instagram and I think TikTok. Such a wonderful resource. So our plan was to keep it short today. And for us, 45 minutes is short.
Look, I'm looking at the time like, yeah, our best is going to be like, what? Where's the other half hour or 45 minutes?
We'll come at you with that very soon. But in the meantime, yeah, tend to your roots. And when we're doing readings and stuff, this stuff comes up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When we're looking at people's root chakras. So they are the basics, like eat your food, drink your water, do all the beautiful things. Speaking of rest, I've got to put Gemma down for her nap right now because she's starting to, I think she's in phase 3 of tired.
She didn't wave back, so she's like, I'm ready.
I don't like anyone. anyway, I love you, friend. Have a great trip.
Thank you. Love you too. And thank you so much for all your wisdom.
Yeah. It's thank you, besties.
So appreciative.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.